George Reedy calling on Night O?
Who?
George Reedy.
Mr. President, UPI out of Austin, Texas, is quoting Frank Irwin as saying that there was an assassination plot while you were in Atlantic City. He made a speech before the Junior Chamber of Commerce, described the incident as, quote, a terrible scare on the last day of the convention, unquote. The incident began when an armed Puerto Rican was arrested in New York City, Irwin said. He told police he was en route to Atlantic City to take part in a plot to kill Johnson, according to Irwin. Extra details of Secret Service and FBI agents swarmed over the area, and Irwin said many arrests were made the final day of the convention. Irwin said Johnson insisted in going through with his planned schedule, saying that, quote, if anyone wants to kill the president, they can do so, period, unquote.
I never heard that. Might talk to Waldron and call him and ask him what he said and tell him to let him know how unadvised it is for him to be talking. And talk to Waldron, number one, first, and then number two, place a call to him and just say you have been requested this, and all you can say is we know nothing about it. It's very unwise to stir these things up because it stirs every crackpot in America. It brings them in here to every gate, and that just handle it generously and nicely that way.
Right.
Anything else?
That's all, sir.
What did you happen to be breathing?
Nothing. They just asked a few questions. Well, the main thing is they wanted me to characterize this Labor Day speech as the opening of the campaign. I said, no, as far as I'm concerned, it's a Labor Day speech.
So the next it has agreed too long before I knew whether they'd even have a campaign.
So the next question was, who's paying for the plane?
Well, we don't know. We'll have to see what kind of speech we got.
Right.
I don't see any reason why the committee shouldn't pay for the plane, even if it's not a political speech.
Well, I think they ought to pay for it. I think they ought to pay for it. Because everybody's going to interpret it as a political speech anyway, and we'd get to a lengthy argument for the next 3 or 4 weeks as to whether we were using government transportation for a political speech.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd never win that argument.
Mm-hmm. Hope you do talk to them, though, Dick and Buzz, right away. Dick, particularly, we sure don't want anything political in it. We want as high level as we can.
Right.
And I think if you get that atomic energy thing and along the lines you talked once, if you get something in that field and nuclear test ban treaty and get back and that, be better.
Okay, sir. I'll talk to Goodwin about the speech. I don't know if he knows how well he knows labor anyway, but I'll talk to him.
Yeah, he's pretty knowledgeable. Okay. And I got to have it, though, pretty soon.
Right.
If you get that thing edited,